Okay, good morning. This time it's our turn to talk about something different. EntOpenG. What is EntOpenG? It's an open source application, of course. We are here. And you can download the code on GitHub. You'll see the link at the end of the talk. So what is EntOpenG doing? It is, first of all, a real-time network traffic monitoring application. So it means that it displays you on a web interface what is happening on your network live, okay, no delay. This is unless, of course, we are receiving flows coming from a router that are somehow a little bit delayed because by nature they are an average, so they have a certain lifetime. And it is designed for network monitoring and cybersecurity. It means that there are some behavioral checks. So we are not bound to rules. You have seen Suricata, the presentation before. So you see there are some rules in case this happens then. So this is not our case. So we work based on behavior. So it means that if you have a host that is misbehaving, more or less similar to what you have seen before, that suddenly start to send too much traffic with respect to the past, or starting to fire up a new application, so accept connection on a certain port for TLS that was not open before, this is a typical example. So therefore, it means that the application simply starts up and learns what is happening on the network. There are some levels of learning, so sometimes it is an immediate learning because you specify some sort of configuration, but usually this is not the case. The case is that the application learns what is happening, and in case something goes wrong, goes different, fires up an alert. This is the idea. And the architecture is actually divided in two parts. Okay, first of all, the packet processing part that is based on more or less PFRing or libpcap. So this means that you can run on Windows, Linux, macOS, FreeBSD, whatever. Instead, PFRing is something that we have co-developed, that is, it's a Linux technology for accelerating packet capture, but not only for that, but also, for instance, for merging traffic for multiple adapters, for distributing traffic. So it's much more than simply RX acceleration. On top of this, there is an open source library that we still maintain at NTOP called NDPI. So this is the only open source library that is doing the packet inspection. That for us, it means that we try to understand from the traffic what is the application protocol. So if it's TLS, that is a generic protocol, or if it's Google mail, that is a very specific protocol. And out of the traffic, we extract the metadata. So for instance, we extract certificate information, and we generate something we call risk. So looking at the traffic, we see if there is something wrong, okay, such as, for instance, an expired certificate, just to give you an idea, and we trigger an alert. On top of this, there is EntOpenG, because this is the first part that is basically provided by the operating system. EntOpenG has a C++ engine that is processing packets.